It's a privilege to be able to be here this morning. I've missed you all very much, but thank God he is with us. What a beautiful song we just sang. We sang this, "Fill me, Lord, indwell me." And this is what we want to talk about today, the dwelling place, the secret place of our Father. This psalm is very beautiful. The 91st Psalm, it's one of the favorites. It has some very wonderful promises.
那么很高兴见到每一位哈。今天我们要来一起来研读这个，也是一起来分享这个91篇很美很深奥的一首诗篇。
Actually, there are several different understandings of who wrote this. Some think it was David, but others think it was Moses, because the 90th Psalm was written by Moses, and then this one Psalm has no name on it, so they think it's a continuation of Moses' song. And as I read through it,
那诗篇九十一篇呢？作者不详，但是呢，有人说是大卫，可是呢，他是说他认为是从前面90篇继续下来是摩西的诗。
And as I read through it, thinking about Moses, and I thought, yes, this is how God took care of them all the way from Egypt into Canaan land.
这个不就是摩西从埃及出来之后进入迦南之间的所有的处境，还有他的经历吗？
I want to look at the first verse again.
首先我们来看第一节。
It says here, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
住在至高者隐秘处的必住在全能者的荫下。
When the virus was so, when we begin to understand the seriousness of the virus, I came to this psalm because I know it has beautiful promises.
当这个疫情越来越严重，我们意识到好像真的是很严重的时候呢，我就在这个91篇就在我脑筋里面再次的浮现。
But as I read through, the very first verse gripped my heart.
那第一节，首先的第一节呢就很吸引我。
He said, he that dwelleth, which means reside.
住在至高者，就是住在里面。
In the secret place of the Most High.
是那个至高者的隐秘处。
Shall abide, which means continuing, constantly continuing, under the shadow of the Almighty.
那么接下去呢，在原文的文法里面有意思是说，你就继续的住在全能者的荫下。
Now he tells us how he takes care of us. The fourth verse says, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust.The shield and buckler shall be our protection.
那在这个住在至高者的这个荫下呢，到底有得到什么样的一个保护呢？他第四节哈啊，九十一篇第四节，他必用自己的羽毛遮蔽你，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下，他的诚实是大小的盾牌。
What a beautiful, beautiful way of putting this. He said that we would be under his.Feathers under his wings, thou shalt trust.
所以呢，当你在他的这个荫下的话，会在他的翅膀下，好像把你这样子围住了哈，抱住了哈。然后呢，他的因为他的那个盾牌呢，就是信实。
Now, what does that make you think of?
那你想，你看到这个会想到什么呢
？It makes me think of a chicken.
那就想到小鸡。
And what little chickens do when there's a storm that comes?
当这个风暴来的时候，小鸡会怎么样？
They run quickly under the wings of their, under, with the protection of the feathers and under his wing or under their wing.
他们会很快的就冲到这个妈妈，这个母鸡的这个翅膀的下面。
I believe this is where he is showing us it's his love. He loves us just like that little mother hen loves her chickens and the chickens have learned.That the safe place is under her wing.
当你想到这个图案的时候，就想到母鸡多么的爱小鸡，而且用它的翅膀来遮住，来挡这些风暴。
The second verse says, "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust."
我要论到耶和华说，回到第二节哈。 他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所倚靠的。
Now this one tells us, he says that God is my refuge. He's my fortress. Now this is something that is typical of war.
那这个避难所或山寨呢，就提到这个征战的时候，战争的时候。
So we see he's saying, even in battle,
即使是在征战，
even when we face the enemy,
即使我们面对敌人，
we go under his wing and we trust there.
那当你躲在他的翅膀下面的时候，一样的，你得到保护。
So we recognize that both of these things, one out of love and one out of protection, he's telling us that get under my wing.
一个是有爱的安全感，一个是有安全的啊，这样的一个被保护，这个是什么意思呢？这个意思就是说我一定要赶快到他的印下，到他的翅膀下。
So we see here that he is telling us that there is a hiding place for each one of us that love him.
这个在告知我们说有一个地方是被爱的地方，是一个隐可以让我们逃避的地方。
And as we trust him,
当我们信靠他的时候，
You see, trust and faith. Faith is our trust in God.
当我们说信靠的时候，就是你信得过他。
He said, without faith, it's impossible to please me.
因为人非有信，就不能讨神的喜悦。
When we can't trust him,
当我们能信靠他的时候，
then doubts and fears come flowing into us.
那当然，有时候我们会有惧怕，我们会有质疑。也就会被这些驱走了。
But I want you to, we're going to look now at the verse 14 and 15.
那么我们跳到第14节，第15节。
Now, I want you to see, God said to come now. Come under his wing. He's going to be our fortress. Why is he doing this?
那刚才我们看到神在呼召我们说赶快过来，躲在我的下面，躲在我的隐蔽处。那为什么他要这样做呢？
Because he, now that's a small, in English, that's a small e, which, H, which means a person. Because he, you and I, have set his love upon me.
那么在第十四节哈 you mean the one say, is the small person, not God.
It's not God, it's us.
Okay, uh-huh.
Because we have set our love upon him.
Okay, 嗯哼，好，第十四节他的解释是这样子的哈，说我们自己这样讲哈，因为神他是专心爱我的，
therefore,
然后他我爱他，他就专心搭，他就搭救我。
Then he says, because you have set your love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name.
好，对不起，我现在搞清楚了。第十四节神这样说哈，因为他这个他是我们，因为他是小写的他哈，刚才本来是作者在讲到神，那现在变成神在讲我们。神说因为他就是我们专心的爱主爱他，所以他就要搭救我们，然后他认识我们的名，把我们置在最高处。
The 15th verse said, he shall call upon me, that's you and I.
第十五节就是他，就是你跟我。
And I, God, will answer him.
那我们应该要求告他，他就应允。
Furthermore, we can say, God is saying, I will be with him in trouble.
意思是说呢，为什么要求告呢？当我们紧急的时候，我们患难的时候，我们去赶快去找他的时候，他就会应允我们。
Now, I can have somebody come with me, and we can fight together, but we may lose. But he says this,I will deliver him, and not only deliver him, I will honor him.
一方面，他答应我们，在这种让我们情急的时候，他跟我们同在。那如果说你找一个伴跟你一起，你害怕找一个伴跟你一起，或许呢，你没有办法得到这种安全感。但是神这样答应我们说，第十五节，我要与他同在之后呢，我要搭救他，然后使他尊贵。
He ends up with us in these last two verses.Talking about love.
那这个最后的这一段呢，谈到的是爱。
He said, we love him.
我们爱他。
But he shows us how he loves us.
那当然是他也爱我们，他先爱我们。
He will be with us.
他要跟我们同在。他要救我们。
And he will bless honor us.
而且还要祝福，让我们得到尊贵。
Honor us.
要尊荣我们。
Heaven is going to be filled with honor.
你知道吗？在天上的时候，充满着荣耀，充满着这些尊贵。
When our works and our love is burned, as it talks about in Revelation, and comes out as pure gold, we shall be honored.
圣经告诉我们，当我们的啊所有的我们在神面前的，不管我们的心意，我们所做的，经过这个火一烧呢，所留下来的那些存下来像金子一样宝贝的呢，就会得到荣耀，得到赏赐。
Now we know in the New Testament it tells us that He loves us, that because He loves us, He's going to do this. But I want to show you that God's motive in everything from His creation until we get to heaven is because of love.
那啊、当我们来到新约的这个时代的时候呢，我们都很常常会知道说，神是爱的，神是爱我们的。那我要让你知道，不是只有从现在的时代开始，而是从自古他创造以来，整个就是他爱的一个引导，他爱的一个杰作。
Let me go through the plan of God quickly.
那我们稍微把这个计划往前推一下，来看一下，回望一下。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth.
起初神造了天地。
And when He finished, He said,It is good.
当他造好之后，他说好的，是很好的。
When I look at our world today that is under the curse of sin and still see the beauty of so much of our nature, we recognize justice is just a bit of that beauty.
即使现在我们现在所处的这个地球或这个世界呢，整个呢是被罪的啊，这个罪害呢已经扭曲，已经伤害到了哈。那但是呢，我们还是可以看到神创造的时候的那个大自然的那种啊，那种美哈，那种庄严。
He made a perfect environment.
他造了一个非常完美的大环境。
But why was God making this the earth?
为什么神要造这些呢？要造地球呢
？What was his motive?
什么是他的动机呢
？Well, let's look at his motive.
那我们来看一下他的动机。
He created a man and a woman.
他造男造女。
Now that man was not just any kind of creation.
跟其他的受造物是不一样的。
When he created the angels, he spoke and they became created.
那他一开始呢，神的创造包括天使都是用说的就成了。
But there was something different now that God wanted.
那之后神有一个很特别的要创造的。
I have to confess to you that I have no idea the extent of the kingdom of God.
我告诉你，我很诚实的告诉你，我实在是没有办法理解神的国度的这种扩展。
But I know He made us.
但我确定他造了我们。
And He made us in His image.
而且呢，按着他的形象。
Can there be anything more, what shall I say, wonderful than to be made in the image of something?
还有什么比能够有反射神的形象或拥有神的形象更美的呢
？So great and so wonderful.
太奇妙了，而且呢，太伟大了。
Why was God doing this?
为什么神要这样做呢
？Because God wanted children.
因为神要儿女。
And we're going to see that what he wanted those to love him, and to be part of him.
他要的儿女一方面是跟他有同性情，一方面呢是能够愿意爱他的儿女。
I know the angels, to them, God is remarkable. He is of power. He is majesty. But God seemed to want something different.He wanted someone to love him.
其实在造人之前神造的天使那天使他们是灵所以他有很多能力他也有很就是也很漂亮很聪明的。但是呢神要的是跟这个不一样的。
And that he could put his love on.
是他要把他的爱灌注在他所要造的这个身上。
So pretty much before they came, he had made a beautiful, beautiful area for them.
所以在人被造之前，已经所有的美丽的、奇妙的 那这些奇迹呢都出现了。
Now Adam and Eve was vastly different than you and I.
那我谈到亚当夏娃的时候跟我们是不一样的。
They were made perfect.
他们是完美的被造。
We were made in sin.
我们是从罪中生的。
But we see that they didn't have to have faith.
那他们那个时候不需要有信心。
They didn't have to wonder if there was a God.
他们不用在那边质疑说有神吗？
He visited with them.
因为呢，神跟他每一天都在一起。
The only thing he asked from Adam and Eve was obedience.
但神对亚当夏娃唯一的一个吩咐就是说你就听话。
And that obedience was only in one object.
那只要顺服，而且顺服的对象就只有一个小事情。
They had that whole area of all the beauty of everything, but that one tree.That he said, "Don't eat from that, or you will die."
在那么美好、那么可口、各种啊这个蔬果的这个当中呢，就只有一棵树的果子不要吃而已。
So I have no idea how long it was, but there came a time when they were tested.
不晓得已经多久了哈，那这个就碰到夏娃就碰到试探了。
Now what is tested?
什么叫试探
？It's not a trial.
不是试炼哦。
It's not a terrible thing that's come on us.
不是说有灾祸来了。
It's a time to see what we're made of, what is in us.
这个
How much love do we have?
这个试探会让我们显出来到底我里面的本性是怎么样，而且我爱他有多少。
And they failed.
他们失败了。
And they ate and they disobeyed God.
他们不顺服吃了。
Something tremendous happened.
结果呢是很可怕的。
Evil came to the world.
这个邪恶就进到这个美好的世界了。
But you know, even in that evil, he loved Adam and Eve.
即使亚当夏娃已经被罪侵蚀了，可是神还是很爱他们。
It seems as if God killed an animal and he brought that animal andHe covered them with skin so they no longer would be naked.
神爱他们的表达是杀了牺牲了一只牲畜，然后把那个皮剥下来遮盖他们的羞耻，遮盖他们里面的那个惧怕。
And from that time on, Adam and Eve would sacrifice for the sins that they had done.
所以从此以后，亚当夏娃就做一件事情来面对神，就是他们需要。杀一只牲畜来赎罪。
You might say, well, how do I know that?
那妈咪怎么知道呢？
Because the very next thing that happened was between Abel and his brother over the sacrifice.
所以你就看到第二代这个该隐跟亚伯马上就知道要献祭给神。
So we see the first plan of God was Adam and Eve, perfection, no faith,Just obedience, but let's go on.
首先的亚当夏娃被造的人呢，他们就是在一个完美的环境里面，然后因为不顺服，然后就需要神来遮盖他们。
For seemingly the next 1600 years, they lived with the population was that population that if they would offer sacrifices, and there was those that did, their sins would be forgiven, but.Over that period of time, less and less people did, and more wicked they became.
大概在他们的1600年之后，那段时间呢，他们的方式对神的方式应该是就是要献祭。可是呢，这样的事情呢一直被忽略，越来越少人做了。然后越少人做呢，就变成后来就对罪就越来越多，就犯的罪越来越多，越邪恶了。
And he destroyed them.
所以呢。神就要毁灭。
All but the one he found that loved him and obeyed him.
当然，他会留下那些爱他那些专心的相信他跟随他的人。
I want you to see there, even his love. You might say, well, how would God do this to all of our people today? How can he have this terrible thing that he's talking about of destroying the earth? Because he wants those that obey him. This is not something about.Just the fact that we were born and we lived. He is looking for that love in us. And when it's not there, he destroyed the people.
Well, 或许有人有常常有这种想法，为什么神爱我们，然后要毁灭呢？不要忘记他开始创造的动机，因为他爱我们，然后他也要我们对他有全然的爱。所以他如果不把那些就是那个不在这个当中的那毁灭掉的话，那么他这个目的就没有办法达到。
And not long after Noah was here and his families and they began to reproduce, there came a man named Abraham.
那刚才就谈到说神毁灭了，用水毁灭，然后挪亚他们一家存活下来之后呢，我们就来到历史上的亚伯拉罕。
His father made idols.
那他的爸爸是造偶像的,
He lived in that very pagan world.
那这是一个就是大家都在拜偶像的一个外邦人的一个城市。
But now it called out another man, just one man.
那就在那么多人里面，神就呼召了一个人。
And he told that man that he would make a great nation of him if he would follow him.
他告诉他说，如果你听我的话，我要让你成为一个大国。
I'm not sure altogether how it came to Abraham, but I know this. Abraham left the pagan belief, and he believed in this God.
我不晓得是怎么发生的，不过我们都很知道，就是亚伯拉马上就离开了他以前的整个环境，然后呢，就只相信这一位独一的真神。
And from one man, there came the Jewish race.
那从这样子一个人，神拣选一个人，以至于就有了以色列犹太人。
At first, it was one couple. Now he had a race.
那本来是一,
he shows that he would go through a race.
本来是一对夫妻，现在变成有他的后裔，成为一个族了，现在变成一个族了，民族了。
We have to recognize that the world was very pagan then.
那我们知道那个时候的环境也是一样，都是就是不信主的人。
And now God was bringing a race, or bringing back a group of people.
所以神从他的对人的创造之后，从一个人现在要产生一个族。
Now the Jewish culture, and as time went on, that all that God looked at the, for them was that they would have faith.
那个时候，他们需要有信心，对神有信心。
To do what God told them.
那做什么呢? 信心是要来信得过神所给的这个律法，要去做。
And if they did, they were forgiven by God.
所以他们如果遵从的话，他们就会被饶恕。
So he set out a sacrifice, and he set out different days, he set out different things for them to live by.
以至于神就设立了很多所谓的节期，还有献祭的这些祭祀。 让他们可以借着这个来确知说神是饶恕我们，是跟我们同在的。And
he set it out for a people that had a purpose.
那这样的一个民族开始了，神是有目的的。The
purpose that God made this Jewish race was that they would show the pagan world that their God, as he blessed them, took care of them, and fought for them, that there was only one God.
犹太民族的形成有一个很重要的目的，是要借着他们的历史来向全世界公诸于世界，说我们有一位独一的真神，他跟我们同在，有时候他为我们征战，然后他来照顾我们，是要显示耶和华神。And
this is exactly what he did. Those times that they were obedient to him, God blessed them very, very richly.
不是吗？当他们顺服的时候，神就丰丰富富的赐福他们。But
the sinful nature,
但是人的这个罪的本性,
were not dedicated to the obedience of to God.
本来就是那种叛逆不顺服，对神不顺服的。Couldn't
do it.
就是一个背道的心，就没办法。Often
they would go off into idolatry. They became people that were bitter, that were very hard on each other. They didn't take care of the poor. They didn't take care of the widows the way they should. God saw many things.
So we see their heart已经开始远离神，拜偶像，就是本来应该是只有一个神，后来拜偶像，不但这样子，以至于就产生一个结果，他们的行为就不公义了，邪恶就出来了。对于一个邻居啊人啊，就行为不公正，然后也有强暴。
You see, what God, you say that now Adam and Eve are his children, his little two children. Now we see that God called the Jewish people his wife.
那到这个阶段呢，事实上神对于犹太人是称为他的妻子。
You will read this so often where he's talked about the Jews being his wife. You're my wife.
你会常常在这个旧约里面呢，特别是先知书里面会看到我的妻子以色列。
Isaiah tells us how God found them. They were nothing, but how God, as he lifted them up, that there was this marriage between him and the Jews.
特别是你在以赛亚会看到说神本来我们是就是以色列人本来是什么都不是的，可是神就把他接取了进来，成为他的妻子。
And what he meant by marriage was they were united.
那什么叫做婚姻呢？就是彼此相属了，连结了。
Instead of the consummation as a man and woman does, what God did was he brought them together. And he brought, this was how they were brought together, by his love and by their faithfulness.
那我们知道一开始神设立婚姻呢也是这样子，让两个人结合，然后是因着爱的关系里面就有爱。
And it was done by a covenant.
那这是在一个约，就是婚姻是在一个约里面的。
And for years, hundreds of years,He would watch them, that the Jews actually be like a wife to him and would serve him. Then just, you know, they said in history that they could hardly last for 40 years before they would go off.
那本来一个丈夫对妻子是保护，让他依靠，两个彼此相属。可是从历史上来看，最多的时间不会超过40年，他们就又会走岔了，又会离开神了。
Their greatest sin was offering to the sacrificing to other gods.
那最大的罪就是他们竟然把那个献祭献给他们的偶像。
They would, you know, they would, in a sense, they would look at the other gods and they think, I want something that we can make and see.
因为呢，他们很羡慕外邦人在拜的是看得到的，是被造是看得到的。
You see, the Jewish people did not have the Holy Spirit.
你要知道那个时候犹太人还没有
dwell in them.
圣灵还没有在他们的里面。
They had prophets that talked about what God told them.
所以借着先知来传达神的话。
But really to have him speak to their own lives and heart, they didn't have that.
所以呢没有圣灵就像我们现在在里面来指教我们来匡正我们。
And so they would see how other gods, their country would beat and would, what shall I say, defeat other countries, and they would say, oh, their God is great, and they would begin to worship.
他们看到一些眼见的事实，像有的邦国呢，哎呦，他们拜偶像，然后他们也得胜啊，他们征战得胜啊，所以他们就开始转向那些看得见的那些好处了。
God brought all kinds of things like war, pestilence,famines, you can read that all through, trying to bring them back, trying to wake them up.
那以至于神用尽办法，用心良苦的想挽回这个妻子呢，所以呢，会借着一些难处，像饥荒啊，像我们讲的一些瘟疫啊，或者其他的战争啊，想要把这个妻子挽回来。
For he had promised them that when they obeyed him, things would be good, wonderful, he would send blessings, but when they didn't,These things would come.
他早就答应了，早就这样说明过了。如果你顺从的话，我就赐福你；但是如果你不顺从的话，我的律法的话，那么你就会遭殃。
But finally, in about 590, God said, "I'm finished now. I'm going to have you destroyed. I'm having Jerusalem, the temple, everything destroyed by."The Babylonians.
那这样的一段呢，重重复复哈，就是一直在重复呢。之后呢，到了主前耶稣降生前的大概不到600年，590几年、570几年时候呢，那终于这个民族所形成的国家就灭亡了。
He started 150 years before this event through Isaiah to warn them.That this was coming.
他们在面对这个国家遭灭亡的这个事实呢，之前的一两百年之间呢，以赛亚早就跟他们讲了。
He sent prophets during the time like Jeremiah and Ezekiel to warn them that he was going to do this. And for 40 years, they held out against Babylon, but they wouldn't obey God.
好几个先知神。用好几个先知，像耶利米啦，像以西结啦，还有其他的，都是要来警告他们，要让他们意思就是说，让你知道你要悔改。
And they wouldn't believe God would do this.
那他们有个想法，神不会这样做的啦。
Oh, Jerusalem was God's holy city.
耶路撒冷是神的城市。
The temple was God's holy dwelling.
那个圣殿是神居住的地方。
He would never allow that to be destroyed.
他绝对不会让我们这个神圣的这个居所呢，啊，被人家把它毁掉。
But even with the fact he was going to destroy them, he made a way of escape for them.
但是记得，每一次神要审判的时候，他一定会有一条生路给他所爱的人。
Through Jeremiah, he said, tell them, give in to the Babylonians, go live with them, go build houses, go have jobs, raise your family. But they wouldn't believe.
那神呢，很清楚的，具体的告诉啊，耶利米去告诉他的百姓说呢，就放弃了，就投降没有关系，你到巴比伦去，因为神有他的计划。
And finally,
但是他不听。
That day came.
那一天就来了。
When Nebuchadnezzar broke through the walls, his army,
当尼布贾尼撒王冲进了他们的城墙，
burn the city,
把整个城都烧了，
burn the temple,
那这个圣殿也毁了。
And those that were not burned, that didn't get burned in the fire was caught as they were running out by the swords of them.
那即使呢没有，就说其他的人呢没有被烧的，他也会被杀。
But the ones that believed and went to Babylon, they lived.
但是那些往巴比伦，就是被掳走的，或者是往那边去的，就顺服他们就走了的那些人呢，他们活下来。
And for 70 years, he had sent them out into a foreign country.
就在那里，在国外，就是整个离家，就是离他们的家园啊，他离乡背井了，到有70年的时间。
But the wonderful thing was, he promised them, "I will bring you back."
美好的是。神也答应，就是先知答应说，我会让你们再回归。
But even when they came back,
他们回来之后，
there was one thing they learned.
那他们就学到一件事情了。
The Jews from the time they came back from Babylon until this day do not believe in any other God.
他们从这个被掳，从外邦那里异国回来之后，他们学乖了，他们不再拜偶像了，不再有别的偶像了。
But the religion would, and so we see there came a time.
那再来接下去
that they had become very rigid, it was only the law. Love was not there for their husband, because he said that Israel was his wife.
那这些犹太人呢，一回归之后呢，他们的他们已经学乖，所以呢，很遵守律法，可是对神还是没有真的爱。
From the time Adam and Eve, God promised He would send a son.
那从亚当夏娃的时候
He called it a child.
犯罪之后呢，神就答应说会有一个女人的后裔，他这是他的应许。
And that child would defeat the enemy.
那这个女人的后裔要去毁灭这个邪恶的势力。
Now after He tested the world is just a couple, and now He as He has this wife that He clung that they.That he loved and adored, they didn't either one really fully follow him.
记得哈，刚开始是面对亚当夏娃这对夫妻，那么现在他面对的是整个的国家的以色列人的国家，那一样的对他的爱还是不专心。
And we see then about it was between 70 AD and 130 AD that they were cast out of their land.And they were cast all across the world for the next almost 2,000 years.
那我们也知道，大概在耶稣他复活之后没多少年，没多久哈，就整个就被驱散，被逼迫，然后就开始在别的国家流亡。
But God, in His great plan, wanted those that would love Him.
神的计划还是很伟大的。
So what was his next plan?
那接下来呢
？When man just could not do it,
因为人做不到，人没有能力做得到遵从神的话。
It says, "For God so loved the world that what He gave His only Son."
接下来就是他太爱这个世界，以至于赐下他的独生子。
So we see now that He loved this world, but now you know what He calls us.Children.
那接下来，他称这些我们信他的人叫做儿女。
We will become children of God.
我们成为他的儿女。
So we today, we are those that God has set His love on because He wants children.
因为他就是要儿女，所以今天他称我们为儿女。
But we see that we have to have faith and obedience. This is what he's asking of us, faith and obedience.
那神对儿女的期待是什么呢？就是要信，要信任，要信靠我们的父亲，还有我们要顺从，听话，听他的话。
So he gave his, it was no longer just to a couple. It was no longer just to a nation. Now God was taking in the whole world, and they were going, he wanted children to love.
从一对夫妻，他的后裔开始到一个国家，现在是全世界，这个世界要我们成为他的儿女来爱他。
He said we would be tried.
我们也会被考验。
Tested.
我们也会被考验，被考试。
But those that came through with pure hearts and that loved him and served him, he had something wonderful prepared for us.
当我们的信心经过考验之后呢，出来是很纯洁的时候呢，那么背后出来之后，我们所要承受的就非常奇妙，非常美好的了。
So the greatest motive of God is his love.
所以这所有的一切经历那么多，就是因为神是爱。
You know, we, in this generation of the church, we hear so much about the love of God that we believe that he will look over what we do because he so loves us.
我们在这个世代恩典的时代呢，有一个我们会这样想的哈，就是一个迷思，就一个误思哈，就是说因为他太爱我们了。所以呢，他不会像以前那么严厉，那么在意我们做什么。
But that's far from the truth.
但是这个不是真理。
For he didn't look over Adam and Eve.
从一开始他没有放过亚当夏娃。
He didn't look over those that wouldn't listen during the Jewish reign.
他没有放过他的妻子犹太人所犯的错。
And today he's not going to overlook it.
所以你不要以为对他的儿女
会放
过。But he will
find his children.
但是他要造就一群纯净爱他、全心爱他的人。
So we see there are great truths have been laid down that all those who live a life in what? In communion with God.
所以这个在讲什么呢？讲是说呢，我们是他的儿女，要跟他有一个很紧密的连结。
And constantly, we're safe under his protection.
而且呢，当我们是他的儿女的时候呢，我们有连结的时候，我们就住在他的荫下，就会有他的保护。
And they may have therefore a peace and security of mind at all times.
以至于在这个保护下面，我们有安全感，我们有一个很安宁的一个心灵。
It's a characteristic of a true believer.
那这个是对一个真正信他的人。
He turns to God and becomes his rest.
因为呢。他把自己呢就转向神，让自己转向神之后，就住在神的荫下。
It is a privilege and a comfort to those that do it.
是我们的权益，也是我们的安慰。
That they abide under this shadow.
因为我们很安全的住在这个保护的荫下的时候，是我们的一个很大的安慰。
God is neither fickle nor false.
那神他不会说了不做的。
He's neither weak nor or mortal.
那他不是就是一般的，像一般的，他是全能的神。
He is God and not man.
他不是人。
And it's therefore it's no danger of being disappointed by him.
那也没有什么事神会让你，他不会误事，他也不会让你失望。
We know in whom we have trusted.
那我们是认识到我所信的是谁。
When we live by faith.
当你凭信心活着，因信而生。
That's why we earnestly have to contend for our faith.
那就是为什么你需要常常很诚心的持守住你的信心，守住你的信心，然后要抓住，不能放手。
You say, but I've stumbled and fell. Listen, I was a person that I can't tell you how many times I fell.
或许你说，可是我常常会跌跌绊绊的，会跌倒。
I mean, even into my years and many of my years.
The true fall?
Really fell. Okay. I'm talking about stumbling and falling.
Okay. Mommy 说呢，我是一个最会跌倒的人，常常会跌倒，就是平衡感不好的人。
I once asked the doctor, my foot doctor, why, or one of my doctors, why is it I'm always falling like this?
那我就问我的脚的这个医生哈，我说为什么我常常跌倒呢？
He said, you're always in a hurry.
他说你太急了，你走路太急了。
and I was always stumbling and falling.
所以呢, 你一急的话, 你就会被绊倒了。
So I really don't know that I can take this thing about if you stumble and fall, the angels will be there.
那我们也这样的想到说呢, 我们绊的时候, 啊, 天使好像就在旁边扶我们。
They were there in the sense that I never had any broken bones.
那我跌倒那么多次, 可是呢, 却没有, 啊, 摔断过什么。
Of course, I think my flesh helped me there.
那当然我因为我有多的肉嘛，可能就变成垫子了。
And there are other things you might say, but God wasn't. I thought He would hear me and He would answer this, and He never answered.
啊，或许你说为什么我祷告求告啦，可是没有被应允啊。
And we get discouraged.
我们就后来就沮丧了。
And we even sometimes turn from Him.
甚至呢，我们就啊越来越离开神了。
But we have to recognize that there are some things, there's some reasons why sometimes God isn't there.
这个是有原因，为什么你触摸不到神。
But we have to understand, and I suddenly realized something while I was getting this message ready.
那当我在预备这个信息的时候，我有一个了解，有一个明白。
There are many promises God gives us.
神给我们太多的应许。
Some of them are personal promises.
有些是个人的应许。
Some of them are promises to others.
有的是对别 others.
In the Bible, they'll tell us in a certain period of time, God promised this people this.
Okay, 好。那有的是在当时候给他们的应许。
And sometimes we try to hold on to those promises.
那我们抓住的这个应许的是抓住。 神给其他的人的
But I want to tell you one promise
但是我要确定的跟你确定的是有一个应许
That covers it all
是概括所有的就一定就是我们的
It's found in Romans 8
那就是在罗马书的第八章
And that is And we know that all things work together for good
28节告诉我们 凡事互相效力
To them who are called according to his purpose.
是神呼召我们,按着他的旨意呼召我们,这些人,而且这些人是爱他的人,会得到益处。
I appreciate your praying for me.
我很谢谢你们为我的祷告。
It means a lot to know that there are those that are calling upon the Lord.
那我知道你们的祷告在神的面前为我求恩的时候对我来讲的意义太重大了。
And I'm sure that there have been those and even myself that would love for him to heal me.
那当然也有人为我祷告说神啊,你医治他吧。
But I learned something
from this. 但是我也学到,我从这样的一个,这样的走过这个病情的当中呢,我学到。
I've learned that this good has come out of this for me.
我发现呢,这一段时间我是得到益处了。
I have got closer in the studying God's word.
我对神的话语有更深的认识。
I've learned how to pray.
我学习
Truly pray for others.
真正的更深的祷告。
And I look back and I think this has been one of the most wonderful years of my life with the Lord.
这个几乎是我人生里面跟神最亲近的一年。
He had to fine-tune me in some things in my life.
有时候他需要调整我的这个频率啦，或者是要帮我稍微矫紧一点。
Some things that I didn't fully, I couldn't fully, what shall I say, give over to him.
那我在我的人生里面还是有一些地方呢，没有办法全然的都交到他的手中。
And I've learned in other things in my life, even though they're hard and they're difficult and they come through, But if it's God, God is telling us, you're my child.
那不管我们经过的是什么难处，那神一直在告诉我们说，我们是他的孩子。
It will come out as good.
一定会有一个益处的结果。
But listen, this would take a whole other sermon to unpack.
那我再讲的话，可能要就要另外一个讲章了。
I'm leaving this, but
所以呢，我就讲到这里，这个益处就讲到这里。
He wants good for us.
记得。 因为你是他的儿女，他一定要你得到益处。
Just for a minute, I want to go back to that first verse.
那我们回到我们的第一节，九十一篇的第一节。
He that dwelleth in the secret place.
住在至高者隐秘处的。
Now that doesn't mean come once in a while.
那不是说呢，偶尔去住一下，度假住一下。
That doesn't mean only when I'm in trouble.
那也不是说呢。 我只有碰到难处了我才去躲一下。
What does it mean to dwell?
那什么意思是住在那里呢？
That means that we are to reside in the secret place of the Most High.
那这个意思是说你就定居了，就定居在那里了。
You see, there is a stipulation, a condition, a requirement.
啊，这是一个条件哈。当你要下面所有的应许都能够成真的话，这是一个很重要的一个首先条件。
For these promises that he gave in the 91st Psalm.
那91篇是神给我们的应许，没有错。但是你需要符合这个条件。
So we have to understand in this condition, and many times God gives us requirements. He said, he that dwelleth there.
那应许本身一定有我们的责任，一定有我们的条件。所以呢
like I said, not he that passeth by, or just once in a while when they're in trouble.Or just once in a while when they have a little time.
而不是说你去客居哈，偶尔就这样路过一下，探访一下，不是这样子，而是就整个定居在那里。
And he promises that we can abide under the shadow.
如果是这样的话，那么你就等于是住在一个这个遮蔽你的这样的一个地方。
You mean,
避难所。
You're saying, you mean, Sister Schwartz, we have to be praying all the time?
你的意思是说我们要一直祷告，一直祷告吗？
Not on your knees.
我在想的。
I'm not talking about we don't stay on our knees all the time. We don't pray in the sense of a formal prayer to him all the time.
我讲的不是那种形式性的信仰行为哈。当然，我们有时候跪着祷告，有时候专门有一段时间祷告。但是我讲的这不是这个方面。是常常整个的就是在跟神的连接。
There was a monk back in the 16th century, I believe.
在16世纪的时候有一个神父。
He, I think, had the answer.
那is a Catholic monk, right? Okay.
He was a monk.
他是一个就是一个修道，就是这个修道人，那他得到了一个答案。
So what he came up and he said, I practice the presence of God.
那他的答案就是说我要在我的日常生活中练习神这个同在，就是我要去意识到神一直在这里。
That means the understanding that he's there is always with us.
等于说呢，我意识到他一直在这里。
During the day, we may just whisper up a prayer.
有时候我们或许什么时候祷告一下。
Every once in a while, we might just say, Lord, I really love you.
那有时候呢，我们会突然间的跟神讲几句话，说神啊，我好爱你，我好感谢你。
Sometimes we can just say, you know, my brother, he needs help.
有时候你就跟神呼求说，哎呀，我的某某人，我的哥哥，我的谁，他现在需要你的帮助。
Constant attitude toward God.
等于说你时不时的都在跟神讲你的心意。
So, yeah, being alone.And being old, I put it down to being old.
那我现在当然是年纪大了，而且我也是一个人
居。
但是我好享受在神的同在里面。
And sometimes when I do something silly, I'll say, that was really funny, wasn't it, Lord?
有时候我会跟神就这样讲话，直接讲话说，哎呀，神啊，这个好有趣哦。
You say that's ridiculous. I hope it brings a smile to his face.
那你说你怎么会这样呢？好像在对空气讲。可是呢，我知道我这样讲的时候，我相信神听到了，而且神可能也很跟我共享。
Each one of us find that which is unique to us, but we keep ourselves in the sense of his reality.With us.
这是我的跟神连接在一起的一个模式，但是你的可能不一样。不管怎么样，你跟神是紧紧的相处，是紧紧的靠近的。
What I want to do today is find out, are we dwelling there?
那我有一个问题要给你，你是真的住在神的至高者的印下吗？
How do we know that we are in Christ?
那你怎么知道你是住在基督里呢？
Well, we first have to know that we got there.
那首先
that we had a beginning.
你要知道你的目的地就是神，就是说你已经进去了，你已经到了。
There comes a time when we face God as a sinner.
那个时候呢，刚开始呢，你到了神面前是一个罪人。以前
somehow we recognize the fact that I'm a sinner.A lot of the reason why I'm in the trouble, in the heartache and sorrow is because of sin.
我们醒悟到原来所有人生里面的这些我们所碰到的或者是我们的选择的问题呢都在于因为我里面有罪。
So we humble ourselves before God.
所以那个时候我们就在神面前谦卑下来。
confessing our sins a very humble spirit.
那我们的谦卑就会表达出来说，哎呀，神啊，我的啊，就跟他承认了。
Recognizing the terrible consequences of sin in our life.
然后我们意识到这个罪的工价代价太大了。
We come empty-handed.
所以我们来到神面前是空
手。Realizing that we have nothing in us.
赤身空手，没有一点点的可以跟神说我哪里还可以的。
It's wonderful when we recognize that I'm a beggar coming to the King of eternity, of the King of creation.
几乎就像一个乞丐一无所有来到这个万王之王的面前
to get my life changed.
而要翻转自己的生命。
I don't go to him just to have him make me happy.
我不是要到神的面前只要他让我高兴一点。
I don't go to him to heal me.
我也没有说一定要他一定要帮我啊这个做医治的工作。
To fix my marriage.
或者说呢，我也不是一定要他马上啊、去啊、处理我这个婚姻的难处。
Or that maybe I want to belong to this faith.
This faith.
The faith of Christ that I'm.
那啊、这个时候是我已经想要我要的就是我要属于这个国度这个家，我要成为神的儿女。这个我们信主的时候是这样子的。
You see, we're not just coming to believe a man's name.
那我们来到主的面前不是相信一个人的名字。
I believe he lived.
那当然。
Say, I want, and I, why the history books tell us he lived.
从历史从、各种、这种管道我们都知道耶稣是曾经在世上过。
You see, we come to ask him to forgive us.
而我们到主的面前刚才的意思是说我到主面前的目的不是在、解决我的问题是解决我的罪。这个层面，那我到他的前面前来，我相信他可以救我。
We come to repent.
那这个就是所谓的
，which means we turn away from those sins.
就是悔改。一方面呢，我后悔了，懊悔了；一方面呢，我要改变了。
And past our mind, our thinking.
然后我们的心意就会更新。
Deep within our soul.
在我们的心的深处
we believe that he's forgiven us.
我们相信领受他对我们的饶恕
Then you know that you're abiding, that you're there, you can abide in him.
所以当你 当你有这个经验的时候你就知道说我是要定居在神的居所里面了好像他的殿中一样
You know, many areas of the world today, most areas, I have to tell you, are experiencing this terrible disease.
那今天我们在面对这个全世界，几乎都全世界了哈，面对这个疫情。
I don't know if the world ever had over 180 some countries that's fighting this thing.
我不知道历史上有没有这样的一个时候，就是在180几个国家都在面对这样的那么啊、严重的疫情。
As I watch over the YouTube, I hear people asking, "Is this the end of the world?"
很多人在怀疑说，这个是世界末日到了吗？
I don't think so.
我不认为。
But it's just another warning.
是一个神对我们的警告。
To the whole world. In scripture, God always warned us of disaster.
神总是在警告我们。
He says in Matthew, there's going to be wars, rumors of wars.
耶稣不是讲过吗？
There's going to be pestilence, there's going to be... He tells us a whole manner of things.
地震啊，战争啊，瘟疫啊，他已经警告过我们了。
That we've had down through history.
那历史上一直都有的。
But he added something.
后来他讲了一个。
He said in the end time.
但是在最后末后的日子。
These things are going to be as a woman who is in travail, giving birth.
他的现象就是像一个产难的妇人，就是他已经啊快要生了。
That means they had begun slowly over history.
等于说呢，前面那一段呢，啊，怀孕的当中，然后慢慢要快生的时候呢，是慢慢痛。
But as a woman gets near the birth,
那已经快要生出来的时候
，the pains come closer.
那个痛是越来越剧烈
，and the pains are harder.
而且频率越来越高
，and that continues for a while.
那这样的会有一段时间
，until the birth.
一直到孩子生下来。
And Jesus is saying to us,
那耶稣已经跟我们讲过
Whatever age it is,
不管哪一个时代
that sees these things coming one after another,
如果看到这些一直在持续的发生
age, Look up, your redemption draweth nigh.
就在这个时代你就要好好的仰望救恩的、已经近了。
Peter tells us that day is going to come.
彼得也警告我们说那天会来的。
A thief in the night.
就好像贼来到一样。
And then the heavens are going to pass away with a great noise, and there's going to be the melting of the earth.
大响声，然后一切的天啊地啊，整个都会消没了。
Then he said,
然后他说
When all these things shall be dissolving, what manner of person ought you to be?
那如果是这样的话，那你要注意一下一件事情。
And all
你应该怎么样成为怎么样的人，应该做怎么样过怎么样生活。
And godliness.
而是圣洁敬畏神的生活。
So he's asking us,
为人该当如何，就是要敬虔的心。
What manner of persons are we to be?
那现在你要关注的是，我该成为怎么样的人。
For surely, as we study prophecy and look at the world's news, we are getting harder pains.
从我们现在的现象。
And God is warning us.
这些灾害，各种灾害的这样的一个频率。我们已经这个警示灯已经一直在跟我们警告了。
And in warning us,
警告我们
Peter said, What manner of person should you be?
那你为人该当如何呢？这是彼得的一个焦点，一个重点提醒。
I'm asking myself,
我也问我自己
And asking you,
我也问你。
We begin to examine. We should examine ourselves.
我们要来检查一下自己。
Every time we have communion, we should be examining.
每一次当你在守圣餐的时候，是给我们检查自己的
一个很好的机会。If you are really able to dwell in the secret place,
你真的是常常
跟
神连接住在他的里面吗
？We ask their question first. Can I fall away? And how do I do it?
那我如果不是怎么办
？In Revelation, the second chapter.
在这个启示录的第二章
，God sets out seven churches.
那他耶稣就提到七个教会。
He tells them if they have anything, they're good qualities.
那这个教会都有他的长处，都有他的好。
But then he says, I have something against you.
但是也有主要责备他们的地方，不只有一个。
For the very first one,
那首先
，that was a wonderful church.
那是一个很好的教会。
Fought against unbelief of those things that try to bring in unbelief.
他们有很纯正的教义。
But he said to them,
但是耶稣说
you do all this, but there's one thing.
你做了很多好事，
可是
只有一件事。
You've lost your first love.
你失去了起初的爱。
This is where it really begins. And I think to myself,
那这个今天讲就是起初的爱。
Have I cooled off from God?
我是冷淡的吗？我已经冷漠的吗
？Am I drifting away?
我是不是慢慢的就在好像在过开，在离开神的道了吗
？Am I having some little disobediences that I'm sliding over?
是不是因为我有一些呢，一件一件的不听话，然后我就慢慢在离开神了呢
？Am I crowding him out with the cares of life and the deceitfulness of riches?
那是不是我有很多的世上的这些？这些焦虑啦，或者世上的这些物质啊，把我挤住了呢
？As I ask myself, I want you to ask yourself.
那我自己也问我自己呢，请你也问你自己。
Now, what is it that I do love if my love is drifting away?
如果我曾经爱过，但是这个爱越来越冷淡的话
，Am I going back to some of the old sins, picking them up once again, just quietly, just small?
Over
things,
this doesn't matter. 回到以前的生活。
Oh, I think I can do this.
给自己一个理由说，我这个没关系吧？
So,
跟以前越来越像。
So what is it you love now?
那现在要问你的是，你的爱是什么？你的专爱是什么
？We are to desire Him with all of our heart.
那我们对主对神来讲是要全心的爱。
Now, what is my desire?
那我现在我的里面的欲望是什么？是都是神吗
is it wealth?
是我的财富吗
？We were living in one of the most prosperous ages ever in the United States.
这是一个最富裕的时代。
And most jobs that it's been just a tremendously prosperous.
那什么？不管是工作机会，不管各种，都发展得非常好。
Has our heart been dwelling more on getting?
那你的心是住在这里吗？这些财富，这些成就
position,
还是你的地位
Are we looking for pleasures outside?
还是你的娱乐在神以外的这种快乐？
Am I getting more of an attitude that I want to live as I like?
那我是不是越来越有用我的态度，我本来为人的态度在生活呢？
When I think of that, this is where we live so many times.
有时候我们就有这样的情况。
This is my rights.
有时候我们想说，这是我的权利。
After all,
那这些之外，
I should be able.
反正我有这些权利，所以我应该可以这样做。
Or are we looking to God's word?
我们有在专注神的话语吗？
And to being close to obedience with a pure heart.
我们有没有用一个纯洁的心来顺服神呢？
If I love the world,
如果我爱这个世界，
and desire sin,
如果我的意愿都在于这个罪的事情，
motivated by sin,
如果我的里面的心意都被罪来推动，
I have lost my first love.
那我可能就失去了那起初的爱。
Some of it by drifting from him.
有的是这样慢慢的就这样离开了。
But then I want to say to some, maybe you've never known him.
那或许如果不是这样的话，或许你从来没有真的认识他。
Another step in losing this first love. Have I become indifferent or careless toward the scriptures?
那另外一个你要知道你有没有真的定居在神的这个居所下面的话，就是说你对于神的话语有在专注吗？
Is it not my soul food?
它有没有成为你灵魂的粮食呢？
I really don't have much interest. I don't understand it much.
那即使我不明白，
And I read very little, if any.
我也不太注意它，我也不太去念它。
Then I begin to question God's word.
然后呢，还甚至还会质疑神的话。
Am I beginning to side with the world, beginning to take on the tolerance of the world?
那我们呢，对于神的话是一个准则啊，一个真理呢，是不是我们就开始有这种两边哈，就是世界的跟神的话呢，就把它放在一起了。
I don't really think that God said that homosexual is an abomination to him.
比如说像现在讲的这个同性恋的事情。
We should have our own choice.
那人有自己的选择能力，选择权利。
I think after all, I should be able to divorce for any reason.
那我应该是有权利的，我不爱，我不快乐。
I've fallen out of love.
那我已经不爱了，那当然我就可以离婚这个意思。
When the only reason God gave us was for sexual immorality.
除了这个有对方有不忠的情况下面，神是容许离婚没有错。
Have you begun to think?
那除了这以外
，After all, maybe there are too many children.And these poor people that they should abort.
那你另外一件事情就是说，像这些堕胎的事情。
Because after all, killing a baby is a woman's own right as long as it's in her body.
为什么人会堕胎这么的理所当然、光明正大呢？因为身为一个怀孕的女人，她认为我有权利做决定。
You might say, "Oh no, not me." It depends on how far you drift.
那或许你说我还不是这个想法，但是问题是你已经离开了神的正道。
How
large? 不管你离开多少，就已经在离开了。
You say, "But after all, we live in a different age."
或许你说这个时代已经跟以前不同了。
This is a different time.
这是不同的时代了。
You know what the Master said?
那我们的主耶稣怎么说呢
？When he was being tempted by Satan.
当他被魔鬼试探的时候
，He said.Man shall not live by bread alone.
人不是只有依靠食物。
That's the earthly things.
这个是地上的。
But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
乃是依靠神口里所出的话。
Our Creator.
我们创造者的话。
Our Lover.
是爱我们的神的话。
But our God.
就是我们的神。
God is warning us of His coming.
那他在警告我们什么呢？他快来了。
Keep your eyes on prophecy.
让我们的眼睛呢，我们的心呢，关注到过去神给我们的这个先知的预言会怎么样的一个演化这个历史。
There's many things that even the scientists are saying to us now.
科学家即使他是不信神的科学家，也都有这些关注。
We've gone into a meteorite belt.They're looking for meteorites to hit the earth.
那好像会有一颗什么会掉下来啊？有这样的大，就是有这样的一个说法了，有预测了。
God spoke about that.
那神自己也讲过。
So we need to do as Peter said.
那我们就应该要更注意彼得的话。
We need to recognize what kind of person spiritually we should be.
既然你相信有这么一天，那你就该当如何虔诚度日，我们就要小心。
Remember how important it is.
那很重要的。
It's for your eternal destination.
关系到你以后的永生的一个目标，一个终极点。
We can say, I can't, I don't believe this, I don't believe it. We can say that.
你也可以忽略他说，哎呀，这个就是这样说而已。
But let me tell you, friend.
但是，亲爱的朋友。
If you want to wait till the end to find out.
那如果你要到最后才发现这个到底重不重要。
It's too late.
那就会太慢了。
Thank you for listening.
谢谢，感谢。
I know I'm the most long-winded one of them all.
可能我讲太久了。
But you'll have to forgive me.
但是容许我，因为太久没有讲了。
I've lived longer.
我因为我也是那个活得比较年纪比较大的，所以我就讲多一点。
I appreciate your prayers.
谢谢你为我祷告。
God has been good to me for a year, almost a year. I had very little side effects.
那我在这一年中呢，前段的时间呢，我那个化疗的药剂呢，对我的影响还不太大。
But now I'm going into anemia.
但是最近呢，我开始那个白血球降低了。
And I would appreciate your prayers.
降低很多，所以我就会这个有这个白血球不够的这样的现象。
But I think even being able to speak this long is one of God's miracles.
那今天你看到我讲那么长，
God bless you.
都是神的恩典。
I love everyone of you.
神赐福你们。
I pray very much for.
我为教会祷告很多。
And I'm praying that each one of us one day,
我要祷告为每一位祷告
we're either meeting in the air,
祈求跟你们相聚在天上
or through death we'll go home.
那我们不管是我们在空中会面，或者是我们即使是肉体睡了，我们还是要复活在天家聚面，会面。
Thank you.
谢谢，感谢主，神赐福他的话语。